from the historic River Market in downtown Kansas City, Missouri, from the crystal blue waters of the Missouri River, it's Two Douchebags and a Microphone Podcast.
And now it's time for the Daily Douchebag Pledge.
Two Douchebags and a Microphone Pledge. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to download every show. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to grab family members' phones and download the show from there. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to go to public computers and download the show from there. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to laugh at all the unfunny jokes. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to lie to all my friends and tell them how good the show is. And finally, I, Joe, or Jane Listener, promise to visit Montrose, Missouri to take advantage of the power plant, campgrounds, and junkyard all within its quarter-mile radius.
Now, from his underground bunker in Camdenton, Missouri, stocked full of dried goods, canned food, and a couple of vibrating toys, is the ramblings of a madman featuring Rob Rad.
And my dog brings me the same toy. Is it because it's his favorite toy? Or he thinks it's mine?
Have you ever wondered where something came about? Have you ever looked at something and said, I wonder what the origin of that is? Well, so have we. That's why we give you the origin of...
The origin of the hamburger bun. The family of Oscar Willoughby claims the first known hamburger on a bun was served on July 4, 1891 on Grandpa Oscar's farm. The bun was reportedly a yeast bun.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
Why is it your brain can remember that you forgot something, but can't remember what it is you forgot?
Yeah, that's what I'd love to do.
Next time you take a dump, listen to Two Douchebags and a Microphone. It's been proven in laboratory rats to relax your anal canal. Get in comfort.
A lot of podcasts just come from a can. Here at Two Douchebags and a Microphone, we pour our own podcasts.
The apocalypse just happened. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. But we can tell you what you can eat.
During an apocalypse, don't forget the nuts. Hickory nuts, that is. Yeah, we know hickory wood gets all the glory and all the love. Everyone loves the hickory trees. They cut them down and they make great sandwiches out of barbecue and meats. They smoke them and it's a fantastic deal. But little does anyone know about the hickory nuts. During an apocalypse, hickory nuts could be the best thing you can find. Hickory nuts can be eaten raw, toasted, or added to various recipes. Their rich, buttery flavor and crunchy texture make them an ideal ingredient for both sweet and savory dishes. You can use hickory nuts to make nut butter, pesto, or even a unique hickory nut milk. There are 5 types of hickory nuts. Bitternut hickory, shagbark hickory, pignut hickory, mockernut hickory, and smoothbark hickory. Hickory trees are considered part of the walnut species and are plentiful, at least around Missouri and surrounding areas. So, during an apocalypse, don't forget to grab your nuts.
Two douchebags and a microphone.
We talk Kansas. Douchebags and Microphone, thanks for joining us tonight. My name is Mark.
And my name is Rob.
Well, Rob, we have a lot of NFL news today, a lot of rule changes that have been going out, and a lot of stuff that kind of makes me go, okay, and then a lot of stuff that makes me go, what are they thinking? Well, I mean, them copying off the XFL to me is kind of concerning. I mean, they're already...
Yes, it is.
They're already calling themselves sports entertainment. They're not calling themselves a sport anymore. They're calling themselves sports entertainment.
They're copying off the XFL on the kickoff rules. They're doing the exact...
Right.
To me, that's a little concerning.
Not really. Not to
you
me.
You don't think so?
Not
go
to
ahead.
Me.
Okay.
Well, if you think about it, they used to bring it out to the 25-yard line, and they've upped it to the 35.
Okay.
But then you think about it, you get it out that far, you're running that hard, you're going to get hit hard, and
yeah,
it seems
I
like there
that.
Is a lot
that.
More concussions and everything else.
Yeah.
So they're going to cut it back to the 30.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and honestly, I liked it when it was at the 25 myself.
Okay,
you know.
Okay. Well, I'll just go ahead and...
I think it's just safer for the players.
Okay.
My opinion.
Okay,
my
I
opinion.
Mean, that is true. So, okay, that's probably the biggest part of it right there. Okay, a massive change to kickoffs, a ban on a dangerous tackling technique, and expanded use of instant replay are among the major rule changes the NFL has approved in the 2024 season. Here's a full list of rule change proposals, bylaws, and resolutions that NFL clubs adopted at the NFL annual meeting this week. Okay, the 2024 approved playing rules. Coaches make a third replay challenge if either their first two challenges are successful. So there can only be one. One out of two can be successful, and then you have the right to do a third. If you lose both your two first ones, you don't get a third one. So I think that's pretty fair right there. I mean, if you're dead on the first two, then all right. Well, you've been right so far. We'll go ahead and give you the option of getting another one. The offense can now be assessed a penalty. I like this one. For a major foul on a play where the offense throws an interception or loss or loses a fumble, even if the foul took place before the change of possession and the defense also committed a penalty on the play. So now they can go ahead and, you know, too many times offenses were doing a foul and there's nothing they can do about it per the rules, you know.
Right.
They're just like, okay, well, the defense has got it now, you know, has got the ball, so, you know, forget it. So now if there was an egregious foul, like probably I would say like roughing the passer or
right.
a personal foul or something, now they can go, all right, well, we're going to assess this 15 on, I think, the very next possession, maybe. I'll have to look at it, but that's kind of the way I took it, because offense, or they might do it right there. I think what they might do then is award the, if it is a personal foul, award the defense 15 more yards. You think that's probably how they're going to do it?
Yeah, that very well could be.
Yeah. Okay, replay can now be used to overturn a ruling that a quarterback was down or out of bounds before throwing a pass. So they never could do that before, remember? They just went by what was on the field. Now that can be replayed. So I think that's a major step right there, because there's a lot of calls at the end of games where that came into play a lot. And that either made a team or made a team lose. And I think it's okay to go ahead and be a little bit more efficient on that. So I like that one. Did you like that one?
Yeah, I do kind of like that one.
Okay. Hip drop tackles are banned. Yes.
We're on the same stories tonight, but I have others.
Yep. Kickoff rules have changed. We're going to get into that here in a little bit and explain some of the change. And you went into it a little bit there, Rob, but I have a piece of paper here that's going to explain all of them better. It's going to explain the whole scenarios better. So, some more approved bylaws. Teams now have an unlimited number of designated for return transactions in the postseason. So that's cool. You got more people to choose from, a better postseason. The trade deadline has moved to the Tuesday after Week 9 games. That's going to make a little difference, but not a whole lot. But I understand why they did it. A little bit more flexibility for the teams. Teams may elevate a bona fide quarterback an unlimited number of times from its practice squad to its active list to be its emergency third quarterback. I agree with that 100%. Because there is nothing worse than seeing a kicker having to come into the game and play quarterback. That is the most uninteresting
thing. Which we have seen in the past couple seasons.
Yes, we have. And I agree with that. It will make the game better to actually have a real quarterback out there, or someone that's actually played it, instead of a kicker out there just being lost and getting cremated by the other team. So
yeah, because then if you cremate him, then you cremate not just your passing, but your kicker.
Yeah, or whoever else it is that it has been designated as the emergency quarterback. I think this is an excellent rule. For the 2020,
I like that one. I do really too.
That's one of the best rules I think they came up with, actually. I love that rule because, you know, it just, to me, if your quarterback and then your second string quarterback was knocked out, you were screwed. I mean, and you probably are screwed with a third string anyhow, but still, you don't have to take up a roster spot with that extra quarterback who's never going to be used most likely, except maybe one game on, you know, on game nine or something, you know. So you don't have to have that emergency guy just in case. So, you know, so I think that's a good rule. So you can save that roster spot for somebody you actually need. And then for the 2024 postseason, the league will expand the use of Hawkeye video technology in the coaches' booths in preparation for full implementation for the 2025 season. Have you seen the Hawkeye video technology, Rob?
No.
It is cool. And it will display so much more that we cannot see by the naked eye. So I like that. I think that's excellent. I think that's going to help the game too. So, as I alluded to at first, the new kickoff rules are going to be something like this. Under the new rule, 10 players on the kicking team and at least 9 players on the receiving team will line up just 5 yards apart and won't begin running until the ball gets back to the returner. So they can't move until the guy catches the ball. Meaning players won't be running until the ball gets back to the returner. Meaning players won't be going full speed when they crash into each other, which you were talking about, Rob, the injuries. Because, I mean, how many times do you see someone just get demolished? And, I mean, they're sprawled out on the ground because someone, like, full force was full run, speared him, and knocked the piss out of him. And the reason they speared him was trying to jar the ball loose, you know. So.
Yeah, and think about it. Okay, 5 yards. How much speed difference would that make?
A lot.
On collision.
And this part I get.
You know what I mean?
The thing I don't
That's what I was thinking. I kind of liked it at the 25.
Me
like
too.
It was
Me too.
Back in the old day.
Me too. And I don't mind them freezing the people until the guy catches the ball. It's some of the other rules that I'm going to go into that I don't like. And the reason is because that was an XFL. And XFL was more of a gimmicky game. And makes it more of an entertainment than, you know, I could just see them going down this slope.
Well, they're back now.
Yeah, I know. And I'm going to give them a try, too. I mean, The Rock's behind it. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, yeah, The Rock. Yeah, he's back in the WWE news.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to him in a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, if you want to, that's fine. We also have some emails coming up, and we got a lot of stuff on the show.
Yeah, we got a lot.
Yep.
Sounds like we have a busy week to cover over there.
I've got so many stories, I'm just inundated with them. Stuff that I'd really like to go into. So we'll see how it plays out. This type of technique, the dead full run, which caused so many injuries on kickoffs in years past, of the 22 players on the field, only the kicker and one or two kickoff returners will line up separately from those players who are 5 yards apart. So that's pretty cool. The kicker will kick the ball from his own 35-yard line. 10 of his teammates will line up on the other team's 40-yard line. You see, so they got a little bit of a head start, so it's not as bad as people think.
Right.
The receiving team's 9 or 10 blockers will line up on their own 35-yard line. The kick must land between the 20-yard line and the goal line. A kick that either goes out of bounds or lands short of the 20 will be awarded to the receiving team at the 40-yard line. So if you don't get this kick in between that the 20-yard line and the goal line, that other team gets the 40-yard line. So if you have a kicker that's not that good and he can't hit that aim, or, I don't know, the ball slips a little bit, you just gave them the 40-yard line. So.
Oh, they're moving up to the 40?
Yeah.
I thought I read they were moving up to the 30.
No. They're moving up to...
Because it was up to the 35. Now it's coming back to the 30
okay.
is what
okay,
I heard.
Rob, here's what they're saying here. Okay, if the ball, when it comes down, does not land
yeah.
in between the 20-yard line and the goal line,
yeah.
then the other team is... There's no, you know, just kicking it off into the end zone anymore, and then the team takes the 25.
Oh, okay.
See,
the way I was reading it, it was on touchbacks only.
No.
Only if it went into the end zone, it come out to the 30.
A touchback.
That's what I read.
The touchbacks get you a 40. The touchback gets you a 40-yard line. The ball must line between the 20-yard line and the goal line. It must come down between there. A kick that lands either goes out of bounds or lands short of the 20 will be awarded the receiving team at the 40-yard line. Like I said before, do you see? So if they don't hit in between 20 and the goal line, that ball does not come down in between there, then the other team gets the 40-yard line. A kick that goes into the end zone for a touchback will go out to the receiving team's 30. Oh, okay, hang on, Rob, you're right, okay.
Yeah, because I just pulled that one up,
okay.
And it's saying...
No, a touchback
yeah.
will go to the 30-yard line, and I'm predicting you're going to see a lot of touchbacks. People aren't going to be
yeah,
willing to
yeah.
risk. They're not going to be willing to risk it. And this was designed,
yeah.
even though there's some parts of it that kind of concern me a bit, But it's designed so people won't get injured, and you have to kind of agree with that because there's been so many injuries and so many people, their careers cut short, and then teams just practically being ruined because their star kickoff returner and possibly slash receiver is out for the season. So I get it. Other than the kicker and the returners, no players may move until the ball either touches the ground or is fielded by a returner. The rule was changed on a one-year trial. Okay, so this is only going to happen 1 year, and then they're going to reevaluate it, Rob. Which means it will need to be reapproved next year, or else the league will revert to its previous kickoff rules. Okay. So this is a trial. This is not the way it's going to be from the foreseeable future. This is actually a trial, Rob. So, okay, all right. I mean,
all
I guess
right.
I guess
right.
I don't have as big a problem with it as I thought. And actually,
yeah, well, as long as it's a trial, we'll see what happens.
Well, yeah. I mean, we are talking about the NFL, and anything can change at any time. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But I think if they don't keep going down the XFL's path on other things, if this is all they do, then I guess I'm okay with it. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Andy Reid loves it. They asked Andy Reid, and he said, man, I think it brings a whole new facet to the game. You know, you're going to see probably more scoring offense, which they want to see. As good as the Super Bowl was this year, the NFL don't want to see that. They don't want to see that 14-10 game deep in the fourth quarter. They do not want to see that.
No.
They like that game. They like the last Super Bowl before this. That 38-35, they like that because all the lead changes and all the suspense and everything. And don't get me wrong, this game was as good as it gets, very suspenseful. It didn't have a lot of scoring. It was a very complex defensive battle, and it's actually the way to me football was meant to be played. You know, really solid, good, strong football with a great defense. So. You know, the NFL would like a little bit more entertainment value on it because they feel it's going to make more people watch. You know, it's just like baseball, although they don't ever admit it, they hate the 1-0 games. So, Anyhow, right. All right, Rob, I think I'm pretty much done with that. And I mean, you got anything you want to add to that?
Well, I do have a football one.
Okay, go ahead.
Since we're starting the first part of the show off on football,
we kind of had to, so.
Yeah. And mine's a little different.
Okay.
One of the scarier injuries happened to Damian Harris for GH Records. Harris suffered a neck injury in week 6 and had to be taken off the field by an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? My phone just flipped out. There we go.
I gotta get you that Chromebook, dude. Anyhow, go ahead.
Yeah, soon my phone left me. What the hell? Okay, here we are.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Damian Harris was a New England Patriot player that got severely injured last year.
I remember.
Yeah. Harris was placed on injured reserve later in October and would not return for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
The injury was not considered lifelong, but his career is over.
Oh, I didn't know that.
According to a post by Ari Merov with the 33rd team, Harris has announced his retirement from the league at 27.
Oh, wow.
Harris thanked his coaches, Nick Saban and Belichick, for his success on the football field.
Well, that's sad. Wow.
So I guess he was clear to come back, but, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of these players are saying, man, some of these injuries are horrible, and you have a life off the field, just like we have a life outside of work.
And just like the aforementioned player, you know that he got a degree. Was it accounting?
Yeah.
Accounting or something? I think it might have been accounting. And he's just gonna go do that.
I think that's what it went on to say.
Yeah. He's just gonna go do that instead of risking his life. He had this one bad injury. He got probably $5 million. I would say probably $5 million from his tenure, maybe $6 million. Okay, he's good with that. He's like, okay, I got enough money. I can go do what I got my degree in, and I don't have to worry about being paralyzed or not being able to walk when I'm 50. God bless him.
And I can raise my kids.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Be around and see my grandkids.
Yeah. And, you know, truth be told, that's probably why Jason Kelce got the hell out, too. He was still high on his game, and he could have played another couple of years easily and been a very effective player. But I understand. You know,
but
he's
why?
Like, yeah, he's thinking about his kids. He's like, you know, I want to be able to take them to the jungle gym. I want to be able to jump on my back, you know. I want to be able to, like, run with them. You know, it's actually the smart thing to do, really. If it comes down to your health and how you're going to be able to raise your children, whether you're going to see your grandchildren get married later on in life, you know, then that is a completely different thing there. And then that's when you're really thinking about life and you're not thinking of a stupid game. As much as I love football, it is just a stupid game and it's not real life. I do love
right.
I do love the game, and I cherish it, and I watch it, and I'm just like always fascinated by it whenever I see NFL news. But the truth of it is it is a game. So okay, Rob, thanks for that story. Hey, I got some emails here. You want me to go into them after we take our first break?
Yeah, sounds great. I'm waiting to hear from our assholes.
The guys are on it, dude. The guys are on it. So, okay, we'll be right back.
Oh, shit.
Next up, things overheard in hell.
Hurry up. Kim Jong-un is playing Santa at the mall again this year. Yay.
Please remember to go to Cole's dressing room, wait 5 minutes, and scream, "Hey, there's no toilet paper in here!"
Our constant pursuit for a real knee slapper. It's strange insults from an alien. Real hilarity.
You look like you smell like cheese.
Brick Shithouse Energy Drink. That's right, Brick Shithouse Energy Drink. Make metal your girl. Chew off your balls. You wanna fuck shit up? You wanna force come across America? Brick Shithouse is for you!
Please enjoy Brick Shithouse Energy Drink responsibly. It's not readily available anywhere because of liability issues. Hey, look. I think we found land. Oh my god, I think we're safe. Oh no! It's the island of horrible jokes.
What did the zero say to the eight? That belt looks good on you.
No one invited them, but they still linger.
Our constant pursuit for a real knee slapper. It's strange insults from an alien. Real hilarity.
You remind me of a penny. Two-faced and not worth much.
Oh Lord, that man just sawed a puppy in half.
Hey there, don't worry, I have a clown nose.
That drunk guy just hit my child!
It is okay. I have a clown nose.
Clown nose! Just put one on and you can do anything. Want to run for office? Murder people in public? Just grab a clown nose and bam! Everyone laughs.
Clown noses are sold at gag stores online and pedophile conventions. Grab one today and make magic happen.
Now it's time for pickup lines from a loser.
Are you a banana? You look appealing.
And we are back. Two douchebags and a microphone. I am Mark.
And I am Rob.
All right, Rob. Well, we got some emails here, and I find most of them fascinating, like always. I mean, we have some really...
Yeah.
We have some really good... We have a really good listener base that understands the show, and they add so much to it.
True. They really do.
It's really cool, their point of view and what they throw into the show, and that's how come I always want to read emails at least once a month, if not every couple of weeks. Probably every couple of weeks is ideal. It depends on how many emails we get in, but I always want to read them off because we have so many good ones. And like I said before, thanks for the compliments. You know, you love us and all that stuff. That's great. But it doesn't need a reply, you know. If they go into right. depth on it, I'll send them something back like, hey, thank you, man. You know, we appreciate you, you know, and stuff like that. But if not, it's just we just put out a blanket thank you to you guys because, you know, we have jobs and we have other lives. You know, today the grandchildren came over and you know, we went out to eat and stuff. So we all have lives. Besides,
you are on vacation again, aren't you?
Yeah, that's why I called you last night to do those bits and the promos.
Yeah, okay, so everybody, you seeing this, you see how many times he goes on vacation compared to me?
Well, I'm not going anywhere this time.
No,
I'm doing a staycation, and I rarely do that. Because usually whenever I get days off,
that's
we
true.
Go somewhere.
Yeah, you guys go to Eureka, you go everywhere.
Yeah, so this is just one where we're staying around here. I got a lot of work to do, which I'm going to go into the next segment after the emails about...
Right.
I love Harbor Freight. Harbor Freight is a fantastic store, isn't it, Rob?
Yes.
Okay, well, they got a new program.
Actually, we just got a new one down here.
Oh, I love that store. They don't sell junk anymore. They do have junk there that you can buy for a buck or two, but they sell good quality tools and equipment for a great price. I love that store. But they got a new program that I want to talk about, and we'll go into that next segment, okay?
So, yeah, that's good.
If I forget, remind me, Rob, because I really want to talk about this because I find it really cool. So, okay, so we're going to go into emails. Rob, could you find out how your brother became a Duke of Sealand? I think I would like to do the same. Thanks in advance, Chris in Des Moines. Rob?
It's online.
What do you do? You just Google how to become a Sealand Duke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
Chris.
He just Googled it. Yeah. Okay. We just mentioned it, and I didn't even know he was doing it. Next thing I know, he was a lord.
Oh, yeah. A lord. Okay, this guy said a duke. Okay.
Well, no. He was lord. Well, he went. He's baron now, isn't he?
Baron, that's right.
No,
okay.
No, he's duke.
He's a duke. Duke. He wants to be a baron,
he's
I think.
Okay. Yeah, he clarified that on the last one.
Okay.
Sorry, Tom.
Well, Chris,
well,
and the
in
boy,
that same conversation, he mentioned something about Baron, and
well, he's got big plans. He doesn't want to just say Duke. He wants to go for Baron. You know, you never know. He could be like Prime Minister or President. He could do it. I mean, man, he's going in that direction. Look how fast he's gained steam and went up the ladder so far. So,
since the beginning of the year.
Chris in Des Moines, if you wait like a half year, you're probably just going to have to get a hold of Tom and ask him if you can be a duke or something. By the way, it sounds
he may be able to touch it with a sword and swear you in. You never know.
That's the way he's going. I'll bet you anything. If you just wait, Chris, he'll be able to anoint you on this program, right?
And instead of going all the way to Sealand, all you have to do is go to Ashland.
There you go. See?
Missouri.
Well, yeah, they could think North Carolina. You're right. Well, there you go, Chris. You want answers? We give them to you.
Best I could do. He could tell you more about it.
Maybe he'll write in. Maybe he'll email and give us a little rundown or something. If he feels like it, if he doesn't, then it's all online. All you got to do is do Google it.
Yeah.
Either way is fine with me.
He listens.
Oh yeah, he does. He's a great listener.
I hear about it all the time.
And we are going to get him on the show one of these days here, and it's going to be awesome. So, okay, next one, Mark. You're pretty much the promo guy, question mark. Yeah, for now. I mean, Rob's eventually going to take some of the duties too. But right now, yeah, I'm the promo guy. I got all the equipment and the recording stuff here at the Talk Is Cheap studio. Yes. Yeah, so, okay, for now, that's what I am. Well, you mentioned often that Des Moines is your number one market. I understand that you originate from KC, but how about a Des Moines-specific ID or promo? Would be really cool. Thanks. Chet in Iowa. After I read this,
let's do it. Let's do something for them.
I don't want to give it away.
They deserve it.
Yes, they do. I don't want to give it away, but I got an idea for a lot of our top markets.
There you go.
Yeah, and I will discuss it with you because I'm going to need your help with this too.
Yeah,
I'm going to discuss it with you. We are going to come up with something really interesting. And I think most people are going to really enjoy it. I think it's a really neat concept, what I'm thinking about doing, and I'm going to run it by Rob, of course, because he's half of this show. So, okay.
And I'm trying to figure out how we're going to add in Brussels, Belgium.
I know. That's a great market. I can't believe it.
That's one of our top markets, believe it or not.
I know. How does that happen? We don't advertise or nothing. I mean, it's got to be the name. Someone in Brussels is like, two douchebags, a microphone, and then they tell their friend, and then they tell their friend. Then pretty soon we got a little pod of people over there listening. I mean, I guess they speak English over there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought they spoke.
They like it.
I thought they spoke.
Top 10.
Yeah.
Top 10 or 12.
In the top 10, definitely. I thought they spoke Belgianese. Yeah. I guess they don't speak Belgianese. No?
I guess not.
All right. Well, I guess I was wrong on that. I guess there is no Belgianese. So, okay. All right. Next one. Mark, are you guys done with the Filthy Bean? Absolutely not. We got some plans with him.
Never.
Nope. I was in a Kroger store in Nashville last week and noticed that the Filthy Bean has a new Stone Ground Peruvian blend coffee for sale. I bought one and it's the best coffee ever. Thank you, Jim in Tulsa. Nope. I had a long talk with Rick. Did he call you, Rob?
No. Well, when I'm at work, I can't answer my phone.
It's a Nashville number, the prefix. Will your phone say where it's from?
I don't think he tried calling me. I haven't.
He may just not got around. He called me 2 days ago. He may just not have got around to it yet. So he's got a really interesting idea for us to partake in. And I plan on doing it with you, but we have to go there. So, and also, when we go there, we cannot take the chocolates from the Omni off of the pillows. Those are to be put in a bag and gave to him.
We already know this. And actually, it's been thrown on me to keep you under control.
I know. He knows that I love those chocolates.
And he hasn't even met me yet. So he's expecting a lot from me, man.
Well, you know, last time he made me go down to the front desk and tell them they missed our chocolates 3 days in a row because me and Topher ate them all. And he was pissed. And I had to go down to the front desk and ask for the last 3 days' chocolates, saying they missed us. And they gave us to it, and I gave him the bag.
They're going to be watching for us this time.
Oh, no. It's not going to happen again. Rick made sure that I know.
I'm going to make sure it don't happen.
I'm not touching
it. I'm going to get a bag to take with us.
Okay. I need someone to discipline me, Rob. Thank you. I cannot have those chocolates.
I got you.
What
Rick don't know is you can have all the chocolates you want because I'm going to have a bag in my suitcase to replace.
No. You know what I did?
And actually, I'm going to throw in some extra.
You know what you could do? This is what I did. Not the last time we're there. It was the time before. The waitress station, or not the waitress station, but the cleaning lady station, that little buggy cart. She has a box of those chocolates underneath. And I saw it, the box is open, and I could see a bunch of those chocolates. I went over there and grabbed a handful. It's awesome. Me and Topher eat them.
Hey, yeah, I got a better idea.
Okay.
I'm single.
Yeah.
I could flirt with that maid.
There you go. Yeah.
And you could grab the chocolates.
Okay. You got yourself a deal. Spit shake. All right, there we go. Okay, hey guys, since Rob's meltdown on the show, it has been on fire. Your show has been just terrific. Keep it up, guys. Love the plugs and the skits. Johnny and OP. Okay, that's Johnny. Johnny always emails us. Okay, yeah, you know what? I don't think it's any big secret. Rob had some problems one episode.
Yes.
And he's right.
And Rob is on it.
Johnny's right.
Very much so.
Johnny's one of our biggest fans. Johnny and OP emails us all the time. He listens to every show. He gets his friends to listen to him. I've spoke with him quite a bit. And anyhow, Johnny's right. He knows this show very well. He knows that you've been on fire, and the show has been on key ever since then. It's kind of like what we needed, I guess, right? Kind of moment of clarity, we need to change some things, and we did.
Well, let me say this.
Okay.
It brought it to my attention that I needed help. And since I got my help...
He's been on fire. You're right. You're right, Johnny. Hey, Johnny, thanks for listening. And I do want to meet up one of these days. You know what? I presume you live in OP because you always sign it Johnny and OP. So you live in Overland Park.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would go to Overland Park to a coffee house there to meet up with you. But I prefer the city market. If you can make it up there, that would be the best. But if you can't, I will come to OP somewhere near where you're at. And there's plenty of coffee houses there, and we can get a cup of coffee. So, Johnny, thank you for listening. You're an awesome, really awesome. Oh, and speaking of great listeners.
Thank you, Johnny.
Hi, Grandma Opal. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Grandma Opal. Hi, Jimmy.
You guys dodged all the naders the other night, and you dodged all the big hail. I'm proud of you guys. So, awesome.
Did you get an email proving it?
No. I looked on the hail reports and the big storm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they were good. Okay.
No, there's a severe weather tracker that I have on my phone and on my computer. And anyhow, all the big storms just went right to the north of Dodge City. They missed them all. So,
good.
Yeah,
good.
So it is good. So they're fine. They haven't emailed me, but if they want to and say, hey, we're cool, everything's all right, or whatever, please do.
Come on, Jimmy. You're our line of communication here.
Yep, that's right, Jimmy. Break us off an email. Tell us what Opal's saying. We love Opal. She's the best ever.
If not, I'm going to have to make a trip to Dodge City to teach Grandma how to email.
Okay.
So what she can contact us herself.
We're going to take my laptop that has the Audacity and the Audiotonic loaded on it, and we're going to go to Dodge City and do a whole show with Opal and Jimmy. That's what I'd like to do. I think that'd be great.
Jimmy better have the barbecue ready.
Oh, of course he will. Jimmy knows how it works.
Yeah, Dodge City, Kansas, they know how to barbecue.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. All right, and finally, hey, fellas, we are anxiously awaiting the douchebag's appearance here in Montrose. We need your sizes. The Civil War reenactment is coming up soon. We put out an extension cord out for you two from Chet's trailer for your convenience at the douchebag spot at the campgrounds. Hey, we're going to have electricity.
Hey, we got
they're sending,
number 5. Hell yeah.
Yeah, number 5's going to have an extension cord from Chet's trailer. It's fucking awesome.
Right.
Chet, you're awesome. Thank you, Chet. Remember to bring a toaster. Free Eggos all morning. Oh my God, is this just not... Dude.
Free Eggos.
Chet's
did
trailer.
You did say free Eggos.
Free Eggos all morning, so we got to bring a toaster. We're going to have electricity. Wow. This is getting thrilling, Rob. This is just really...
Why did we not... Just being from down the highway...
I know.
How did we not discover Montrose years ago?
Montrose, the ruby of Henry County. You have a junkyard, you have a campground, and you have a power plant, lake in tow. Everything there that a guy needs. I'm starting to get weepy thinking about it. That is the hub of America right there. That is the hub
Come on,
of America.
Mark, think about it. That's if you and I would have discovered Montrose years ago,
man, think of what it would
we
be.
We would be part of that population, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Montrose is the
And they
shit.
Know it. They know
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Oh. But there's a PS on here, Rob. Someone wants something else from you now. So, I mean, I don't know how you got to be the handyman of Montrose or the guy that gets the auto parts or whatever, but...
I get the joke. Yeah. Go ahead.
PS, Rob, I need a pond dug. Any way you could find me an earth mover. Thank you, Jeffy and Montrose. Rob, can you get a...
He
wants a pond dug.
Does he want?
I read you the whole email.
Does he just want somebody to do it for him?
Okay,
honestly,
Jeffy.
It would be cheaper to have somebody do it for you, dude.
Jeffy in Montrose, send me an email.
And I know
and
plenty of people with machinery.
Okay, maybe he meant that. Well, you know what?
It would be cheaper, yeah.
Okay, well then that, clarify what you want.
Yeah, get back with me on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I need specifics.
Yeah,
do you want to do it yourself? You want the machinery to do it? Or do you want somebody to just come do it for you? Just be honest, it'd be cheaper to somebody come do it for you.
Well, you got some you got some good information there from Rob, a guy that we know. So you figure it out. So and get
and
back
my buddy
us.
Right up the road has all the machinery.
See, Jeffy, Rob's got you covered now too. Doesn't matter.
Always.
You need a quarter panel for a Chevy. Was it a Vega or a
Vega?
Yeah,
Vega.
A Chevy Vega. He's
I'm
got
still
it.
Looking, dude. That was a hard one. All
yeah.
the classic car builders
yeah.
are hoarding them parts, you know, especially Vegas.
Because
you could soup up Vegas, believe it or not.
At least they left tightwad alone this time. I mean, they were getting into a little spatting match there. It seems like it settled down a little bit.
I'm hoping they are in negotiations
I hope so too, because you got to go there and get the parts. And we don't want you to run into a trap there. You know, they may think that you're on Montrose side, and they might kick your ass while you're there or something because they think you're from Montrose. I mean, there's quite a few bad words going around between the two. So,
yeah, there is.
Yeah, we don't want anything like that to happen. You know, we're not taking any side. We love Taiwan too, so we hope you guys are getting your differences worked out. So there you go,
yeah,
Jeffrey.
Yeah, sounds like they're like the Hatfields and McCoys, to be honest.
Yeah, something like that.
About that bad.
Yeah, yep. We don't know what happened on down the road a long time ago that made you two enemies, but we're going to try to bury
the
hatchet.
None of our business, but we're just going to try to help you.
We're just going to try to get things smoothed out between you two because you both are awesome. Tightwad's great because of its name, and Montrose has everything a man could need. So, anyhow, Rob, you got something you want to follow up those emails with? Got a story or something?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
okay.
I do. Yeah, I do.
All right.
And I mentioned this one to you before the show, and you kind of agreed, yeah, something we might want to mention.
Yeah, yep.
Millions of Americans risk their internet access being disrupted if a critical government program runs out of funding next month. The Affordable Connectivity Program has been helping low-income households access the internet since the Federal Communications Commission, hence FCC,
those guys,
launched it in 2021. The program provides eligible households up to $30 off internet services every month, and households on qualifying tribal lands receive up to 75 off every month.
Okay. This is the rule one, I believe, right? The Affordable Connectivity Act was designed for people in the sticks that have to rely on like HughesNet or something, one of those ones that, I mean, satellite ones that cost a lot more than traditional internet in the city.
Yeah.
And they may not have phone service out there to get it on their phone or to hotspot tether it or something to their TV or something or to their computer. This is designed so people out there can have the same access to the internet that people in the city have. And we have a lot of people out in the middle of nowhere that listen to us, believe it or not. And this could affect us. And other podcasts, too.
Yeah. Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah, so...
That's the first thing I thought when I read this.
Yeah, so... We're
now,
hoping...
let me dive a little deeper.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
If the program shuts down, it will further exacerbate the digital divide and leave many older Americans, as well as those in rural areas in the South without internet access. Among ACP subscribers, 19% are households with seniors, 26% live in rural areas, and 41% live in the South. According to a survey of 101 ACP participants. The ACP has drawn strong bipartisan support, with 62% of Republicans and 78% independents and 96% Democrats supporting the program.
Wow, that's a pretty good crossover.
Well, good. That's a relief. See, I hadn't read that far into it till that.
Well, they're having
I was thinking we were in danger, but it... They got to hurry up and vote on this.
This comes up because of this right here. This is why they posed the question. Sounds like it might go through, and it's going to keep going. But we're spending an inordinate amount of money on this war in the Ukraine, and then Israel and other things going on in the world trying to protect Taiwan. And quite frankly, they, I mean, they're bleeding us. We're spending more money than we could ever pay for daily. And they're bleeding us. They are bleeding us with this stuff. So, I get it. We got to start watching our spending, and we got to do it now.
Okay, time out.
Okay.
Time out.
Yeah.
Sorry, assholes. We're going somewhere we never go.
No, no, no. I didn't say any side or nothing. I was talking about the logistics.
Okay. Well, we don't talk about the world.
Okay. I'll tell you what.
There's times we have to.
Yeah. So anyhow, hopefully that will continue, and let's take our second break. And I'm going to come back with a unique Price is Right story, Rob. This is something I never knew before, and it's pretty interesting. So we'll talk to you guys here in a minute.
All right.
Okay.
Next up, things overheard in hell.
Well, that new Hanson CD is just delightful. Uh-huh.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
Is a Pop-Tart a ravioli? Or is it a sandwich? I may never know.
Two douchebags in a microphone, raw and uncensored. See Behind the Smoke Show. Watch as the douchebags get stung by a swarm of bees. Enjoy one of many coffee houses ordering our heroes out. Watch Mark revisit Clinton, Missouri to claim his innocence for all the mad shitter accusations.
I'm not the mad shitter.
Act now and get both high-quality DVD sets and a free douchebag calendar. Mark off the day with a douchebag looking at you. Supplies are limited, so act now.
Oh shit. What's that over there?
Oh no. It's the island of horrible jokes.
What do you call a bundle of hay in church? Christian Bale.
Remember to bleach your Bluetooth after every show.
Hey, look. I think we found land. Oh my god, I think we're safe. Oh no! It's the island of horrible jokes.
Singing in the shower is fun. Until you get soap in your mouth. Then it's a soap opera.
No bat light here. These idiots just show up and hope for the best. Two tool bags and a socket wrench will be right back. All aware of the Amber Alert, right? Well, get rid of your disinfectants and rubber bedspreads, kids. It's the all-new Amber Heard Alert System. This fantastic early warning device helps one stay dry and rid of all those annoying mattress invoices. Simply hook up to child under 6 or psychopath and wait for the running water sound. This clever machine has 3 distinct settings: Babbling Brook, Ocean Waves, and Roaring River for those close calls. Order today and get a free Cinnabon Renews It cartridge.
Two douchebags and a microphone.
We talk and listen.
Two douchebags and a microphone. I am Mark.
And I am Rob.
Evidently, Price is Right has a protocol. If someone pees themselves out of excitement, it happens so much.
What?
They have a standard operating procedure on people that piss themselves because they're so excited.
I had never thought about that till you mentioned it, but yeah, should have.
Me neither.
You get some of them old women that cannot control their bladder.
They forgot their Depends.
I never thought about that. Good idea. Let's hear about this.
Being on national TV can be a lot for some people to handle, especially when serious amounts of cash are involved. Mike Richards, a former producer of The Price is Right, shared insights into the behind-the-scenes protocol of the show, including a contingency plan in case contestants get a little too excited. When I got there, they had a system in place in case someone peed their pants, Richards told People magazine. I never saw it happen, but there were curtains and a blow dryer and a pair of sweats just in case, since we'd have to get on with the show. Richards, who also worked with Dick Clark Productions and Jeopardy, told the publication that he worked on The Price is Right as the show saw Drew Carey succeed Bob Barker for hosting duties. Over at Jeopardy, the former producer recalled the late Alex Trebek's natural talent for delivering impromptu speeches before each show without any assistance. A lot of people don't know that before each show, Alex Trebek would talk out and give a little speech. Not an interview, just a little speech, and no one helped him with that at all. It was never on a prompter. He just went out and did it. So anyhow, the protocol, I guess, is pretty standard. I went into the Alex Trebek stuff there because I thought it was, it deserved mention because I really liked and respected Alex Trebek. He had a lot of talent. I guess the lady got a Porsche and she peed herself so bad that like they had to shut the show down for 10 minutes or something.
You give me a Porsche, I'm going to piss all over the place too, just saying.
So that's where this whole idea originated at. I don't know if they really had someone pee themselves after that, but they have a protocol that has sweats, a mop bucket, and a blow dryer. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Yes, they have people on duty with a blow dryer, sweats, and a mop bucket. So awesome. So, Rob, we look at you. You got a story?
Yeah. Let me jump into this one.
Alrighty.
Getting to me a little earlier than I figured, but I got it.
Okay, well, I mean, there really wasn't much more to say about that.
No, there ain't much you can say about that.
I could have talked more about Jeopardy and Dick Clark Productions, but I decided not to, because I just wanted to cover Alex Trebek stuff a little bit.
You gotta love Dick Clark.
Yeah.
You gotta love Dick
and
Clark.
And I covered the Alex Trebek stuff. Yeah, Dick Clark was awesome.
It's not his fault since he has passed. It's went downhill.
No, it's never going to be the
not
same.
Not his fault.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was so... Remember all the stuff that happened after that with the people wanting his money, and it got so ugly that they couldn't even bury him?
Yeah.
That was horrible. A horrible way for the guy to go out. Embarrassing. So, anyhow, Rob, go ahead there.
Okay, here we go. And yeah, this one is all over the place. This one's actually about three different subjects we talk about all in one.
Okay.
On Tuesday, Missouri lawmakers discussed how to protect people against potential threats from technology. The Special Committee of Innovation and Technology will vote on the Taylor Swift Act. It criminalizes the publishing or the threat of publishing an AI-generated sexual image of someone.
Excellent. This needs
See,
to
I'm
happen.
Getting three. I got the cheese, the Swift. I got the AI. Yeah. The Bill's nickname stems from an incident involving the pop star, where fake intimate images of her were widely circulated online. The bill sponsors St. Charles area Republican State Representative Adam Schwadron. I hope I get that correct.
If not, look it up.
S-C-H-W-A-D-R-O-N.
Good enough.
And he wants to preemptively protect the average citizen who doesn't have Swift's wealth of legal references. They were able to take it down for her.
However, common Missourians will not have the same protections afforded to her, said State Representative.
That's a good point. We don't have deep pockets for lawyers like she does. So if something comes out that isn't you, you don't really have that many recourses, you know? I mean, I'm glad credit to Taylor Swift for going after these people and bringing it awareness.
Well, it goes on.
Okay.
And this is still his quote.
Okay.
And not everyone is Taylor Swift. And by calling it that, it is, I think, using her name to highlight the problem that exists with AI-generated sexual images.
Awesome.
Notably, the proposal empowers the victim of a fake image attack to sue the creator in civil court and collective damages.
Cool. Good.
That's I we've been talking about that, you know.
Well, I mean,
somebody creates AI of you, and what do you do? How do you fight it?
Yeah,
unless you have proof.
Another thing is like we're saying, I'm really concerned about the idea that okay, you have a jury of your peers, and you have a guy on tape killing another guy. And then that guy comes back and he goes, that was not me. Whoever did that came up with this AI-generated fake, and that's a deep fake. That's not me. Then that might put a reasonable doubt in the jury, and they may let a guilty person go because of that. This is what we've been saying all along, and this Taylor Swift Act deal is going to help a lot in that when you aggressively go after the people that do this. That's going to make people that do that a lot less likely to just do it, right? Because they're afraid of legal recourse.
Honestly, to be honest, I'm starting to get a love-hate relationship with Taylor Swift.
She's a good person. I mean,
I'm starting to see that.
I don't necessarily agree with a lot of her political stuff, but...
that's where we totally disagree.
Yeah, but...
That's where the love-hate goes.
But as far as a person goes, she's pretty solid, man. I mean, she doesn't do a bunch of stupid shit. She's not, like, fucking licking a cannonball or something and grabbing her crotch and, and being Madonna or Miley Cyrus or something. I mean, she's got a good, clean image. She seems to care about people. I mean, Yeah, she seems to be a well-adjusted
woman. She's keeping Travis under control for us right now.
Yeah, except for that one little part at the Super Bowl where he...
Well, his face.
Other than that, he's been under control. Andy Reid said no problem. He said he's a passionate guy, so you know what? Okay. And if he handled it behind closed doors, then that's the way it needed to happen. That's why I look at it. So, like, maybe he did.
Honestly... I could see that because, I'm passionate about my job. We have guys at work that are passionate about your job. And you're gonna blow up at people.
Oh, yeah, I get very passionate about
certain things. Even though you try not to, but it happens.
Well, someone at the top of their game like that obviously has a passion for it. And all of a sudden we just went into Travis Kelce. But anyhow, he has a passion for the game, right? Which means that he is going to have...
Yeah, because I let us off with Taylor Swift.
There's not really that much more to say. We spoke what we did about her, okay, and we can move on. But Travis Kelce is a very passionate person, obviously, by the way that he is passionate about football and what he's done to make himself the best tight end ever, in my opinion. So why wouldn't we expect passion to come out on the field in the biggest game of the year, and you feel like you could have been in that play making a difference and the coach held you out? Yeah, of course he's going to get pissed. Maybe he didn't handle it quite right, but yeah, he got pissed. But why did he get pissed? Because he wants to win that damn game. That's why he got pissed. If he didn't care, he'd be like, you know what? I'm going back to my mansion with Taylor Swift after the game. Who gives a fuck? Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I think you take the good with the bad, don't you? So if that is that good, I guess you're going to get passion. I mean, I guess Patrick Mahomes can be a bastard too. I mean, you know, but it's all in the game. Okay, afterwards he's a cool guy and everything, but I was reading this article when Mahomes is telling Hill, yeah, you can run fast, but you can't catch the damn football. Why don't you try fucking learning how to catch, like getting after him really good at first, because he was dropping a lot of passes. And so, I mean, I don't know if that's quite considered a bastard or not, but you see what I mean? He's passionate about the game. You know, he could have taken Tyreek aside and been like, hey, man, is there something going on? How come you're not catching the ball? Is there something in your personal life or something? Is there something I can do to help you? But he chose to, like, go off on him there in front of people. So, good or bad, that's a passionate person. I think it's good, myself. It's a passionate person that's how they react. This passion comes out in their game. So, anyhow, I want the passionate person, like a Mahomes, like a Kelsey. That's who I want on my team. I want the guy going back to his mansion later not really giving a shit. Those guys are a dime a dozen,
right.
And those guys never make it to the big game generally. So, and if they do, they don't do anything. So, I got another story.
And
here.
Travis has been there how many times?
Four times, 1-3.
Yeah, I guess he knows.
Yep, and let's not forget the time he went against Tom Brady. Our offensive line, they had one of the best defenses ever assembled, and we had one offensive lineman starter. Everybody else was out injured.
Yeah.
And Tyreek couldn't catch a cold that day. I'm sorry, but he is a big reason we lost that game. He could not catch a fucking thing. And that might be another reason he was traded. So, anyhow, I got a little thing here I want to get to here real quick. In a new interview with Brazilian music journalist Igor Miranda, legendary vocalist bassist Glenn Hughes was asked about his plans to write and record the long-awaited follow-up to his 2016 solo album, Resonate, which is a fantastic album. Have you ever heard that
one?
Oh,
damn.
Resonate just smokes. It's blistering. He said, as transcribed by Blabbermouth.net, I am preparing to go in the studio next year sometime in the summer. I'm preparing the songs in the next couple of months. I have a few ideas, and when I go in the studio, I'll be ready to go. Asked how Resonate has aged for him musically since its release 7 years ago, Glenn said, I love the album. It's one of my favorite albums. I think a lot of people across the world, the rock fans, love that album. I was at home writing that album, and I went to Copenhagen, and I had a really great time making that album, and the next one hopefully will be as strong. I hope so. If it's anything in the league of Resonate, that's going to be a fantastic album. But Resonate was heavy, soulful, melodic, catchy, and just really good, really good hard rock, really quality hard rock. I really enjoyed that album, and if it's anything like Resonate, I'm in. So so anyhow, I'm good with that one. Anyhow, we could not get to the Invisible Ass Paddlings this one. We're going on an hour, but the one we do tomorrow night, we'll have the Invisible Ass Paddlings. There's so many of them, we had to add an extra couple. A lot of people needed their asses.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
we've let it go way too long, too.
Yeah, I have like 14 or something. I have way too many ass paddlings. We got to get them out of here so we can work on the next batch of people fucking up. So, anyhow, you got anything you want to add to this bitch? Or we?
Yeah, I have one quick little one.
It doesn't have to be quick. Whatever you want, Rob. Go ahead.
No, it's about Ozark's Amphitheater, but it's a quick one.
Okay, good.
No, this is not the lineup.
Oh.
I'm still working on that one.
Okay.
This one is a story I ran across a couple days ago.
Okay.
Officials in Camden give the go-ahead for city water and sewer services to be extended to the Ozark's Amphitheater.
Cool.
The Board of Aldermen this past week approved a bid just under $930,000 submitted by the Stockman Construction Company for the work to be done.
Mm-hmm.
The agreement for the water and sewer extension also includes MoDOT, which is responsible for about 910,000 of the contract amount, and the amphitheater itself responsible for the remaining 20,000. The city, on the other hand, has paid out for engineering and other services necessary for the agreement. Dude.
That's cool.
You do not know what that's going to mean.
I think I do. I know quite a bit about Camdenton, and the facilities there are going to just really enhance itself. That's going to be good. I mean, that's becoming...
No, what that means... No more Johnny on the spots.
Oh, okay. I thought it meant like they're going to redo every... Okay, cool.
No, they're... What they're doing... Okay, up to where I'm at, we have city water and sewer.
Okay.
But you get up the road just a little bit, and it stops.
Oh.
And they're out just... So they're going to extend... The city water and sewer out to that far, out that far.
Okay, then that's a real game changer.
Yeah, because I'll tell you what, dude. I explained to you what it was like at that 38 special concert.
Yeah.
How cold? 20, 30 degrees. It was freezing, dude. And I had to take a leak in a Johnny.
Oh, man. Oh, those. Okay. Okay.
They're actually they're doing a lot of construction around there.
Good.
So I could see them adding actual bathrooms.
Good. Well, it sounds like they got the room.
Dude, that place is, it's booming.
Good. All right, that's awesome.
And yes, I still have this year's schedule coming.
Sounds good. I can't wait to hear
Plus, I'm going to be working on Shawnee Bend Vineyard schedule, which is a vineyard on the other side of the lake. Then I know my buddy Michael... Which, by the way, Michael, thank you for liking the Facebook page.
Yay, Michael, thank you.
Me and Michael went to school together, man.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. And actually, I told you about the guy I went to school with that lives down here now. It's him.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Yeah. Now I do. Oh.
Even though we still have not met up face to face yet.
Oh, cool. All right, Rob. Thank you for that update.
He just retired. I can't blame him. He's busy.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Rob. That was a great report. Okay. We're well over the hour mark, so I think we're going to say goodbye. Thank you all for listening. Good night, assholes.
Good night, assholes.
Hey, where'd everybody go? We're the douchebags. Oh my god, someone took a dump in the corner. Oh jeez. Ugh, glad they're gone. Let's just hope they don't come back. Man, that smells.